ध्यानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विराकातर्याजुभाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्ये क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना बिन्दे नमस्ते चरणार humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj You know that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has so much mercy upon me. And in the last time, he called me, took my hand in his hands and weeping told that I have collected so many devotees from western country, eastern, here and there. But I am worried that I could not train them. You are so much qualified, so you must help them. First request. And you should give my samadhi within your hand. Do my festival, Virah Mahotsav. So, my visit to all countries, only to help his devotees, new devotees too. Who was biggest arm of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. His long arms was he came to eastern and western country. And with a miracle, in a couple of years, he preached everywhere. He established so many preacher centers everywhere. I think all who are coming to me also, becoming new devotees due to him. By reading his books, by his preachings and other means. Also, I think that I have no credit, but I served him from 1946, and that is why he inspired me. And by their
power.
I am going here and there and preaching, and all are listening and attracting to me. You must think that the goal of preaching of his and mine is same. I am not telling anything different from him. Someone are going to propagate that his different preaching. His preaching is different from him. But actually, Lord, same. He came to Western country and he tried to clear the jungle of so many unwanted things. And he kept a field for me that upon these you can plant bhakti. Real. Though he has not told that our aim and object is the bhakti to Krishna like gopis, but his interior mood was that. Otherwise, why he will tell his all songs, all prayers like this? Radhe jai jai Madhava Daite. Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Kunj Bihari. Why? Why he praying everywhere? Alola chandrak banam alyabansi ratnangadam praneke vilas. After that? Shyamang
hribang
niyatam prakasham govindamadi purusham tamaham. Lakshi Sahasra. Who are they? Lakshi? Not other than gopis. Merva Srimati Radhika. Why he is preaching? So his the goal of preaching was same that Rupa Goswami has told. Anarpita charing chirat karnaya vater nahakalo. Samarpaitum unnata chalana sangsa bhakti sriyam harihapurata sundara dhyotikadam vasande pita sadaridaya kandare spuratme sachinandana. What Rupa Goswami is telling? What are the aim and object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming in this world? Samarpaitum karunaya. Out of mercy. Out of mercy. Krishna taking the intrinsic beauty, mood and beauty of Radhika. But to enjoy Krishna. This was. Only Srimati Radhika has Madanakya Bhava. Krishna has nothing this. So he wanted to enjoy this. And that is, he came in the form of Sachinandan. And what he did, he gave Unnata Ujjala Rasam Swabhakti. What is Unnata Ujjala Rasa? What is Unnata Ujjala Rasa? Gopi, highest mood of gopis is Unnata Ujjala Rasa, Madhurya Rasa, especially Radhika's mood.
It cannot be given. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came not to give this, but Sriyam. Unnata raj ujjwal rasam bhakti, swabhakti Sriyam, swamins Radhika. Radhikar bhakti to Krishna. Understand? Radhikar bhakti. What? From prem, snehman, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, adirud, adirud, mohan, modan, and then madan. This. So he wanted to give the beauty of unnata ujjwala rasa. What is the beauty of unnata ujjwala rasa? Think that unnata ujjwala rasa is a kripa. Kripa. Like tulasi. If there are no leaves and manjari, what is the beauty of that plant? Nothing dry. But if it is full of leaves and fruits and flowers, then its beauty is there. Especially on the top, manjari, if air is coming and they are doing like this and that, with heartly happiness. That is manjari. So beauty of that creeper. And what is this manjari? Manjari mood of Srimi Roop Manjari, Rati, Lavanga and others. He came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only to give this, but throw Nam Sankirtanam. Throw Nam Sankirtanam. So you should not think that what we are doing, this is Nam Sankirtan. Oh, this is beginning stage of Nam Sankirtan. When it will mix with that mood, manjari mood, then it will be real Sankirtan. I have come to remind you and to clear this thing. Swamiji could not clear. That was not time to clear. I have studied at that time. Full of jungles of wanted, anartha. How he can be? But as Prabhupada told, I have come to give this mode. What? Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Tadati Sapadantikam Adhanastenam Dantairi Dam Jache Puna Puna Srimadaru Padam Bhoj Dhuli Syad Janmani Janmani. This. See, Rupa Goswami revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told that he, Sachinandan, is himself Krishna. Anyone not declared, he declared first, and Mahaprabhu became shy to hear. Oh, don't tell this. So, the mission of Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was only this, to give this highest top of manjari mode. But we cannot give it to very ordinary devotees. They cannot understand the value of this. Some hate this. Some hate. So Srila Prabhupada first cutted the jungles of Mayabad, Sahajiya, Sakhi, Bheki and others and told that don't think, in Radha Kundi told, don't think our last aim and object of our bhakti is what I am telling, not this. Our goal is Narada Kunda and the services of Gopi to Radha Krishna Kaljugal in Radha Kunda, where he was there with thousands of devotees, Parikrama. There he told. So I was engaged in this, but you should always remember, otherwise you will be only karmi. So our mission is same. And I have come to help you and to remind you the mission of Swamiji, mission of Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu. Now, I think some devotees, some sannyasis of Swamiji, when he departed from this world, so they come very weak. So many sannyasis, they came in married life. I think at that time, all they were brahmacharis, his disciples. But now all are married, only for weakness. I think if he was present, like Nirgun Prabhu, like others, they were brahmacharis. So many seniors, I cannot count their name, but I know. So, after Sri Chaparsat, they became weak. So I thought it will be better to go and to help them and to fulfill the order of my shiksha. That is why I am coming. Any Kirtan Krishna Das? Achha, it's a correct. Are they ready? Are the musical parties ready?
They can be ready in 1 minute.
Oh, then Krishna Das would come.
Krishna Govinda Govinda Govinda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good melody. Sweet.
Flute.
And also singing very good. And what instrument?
Harp.
H-A-R-P.
In India, it's also called Swarmandal. Swarmandal was transformed here in the West as a harp. And that's what that is.
Once about 5,000 years before, after the departure of Krishna from this world, Kaliyuga coming, Iron Age, duplicity.
Hypocrisy,
diplomacy, and bad politics coming. Due to Kali, all the peoples began to give up their religion. They became very lusty. And ladies also their beauty was only in hair decoration. No chanting of name, hearing Hari Katha or anything. So with fear, all the saintlies, rishis and muni, they were gathered in Namisharanya on the bank of Gomti River, very sacred place. And there, disciple of Sukadeva Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami was there, sitting on Vyasasana. All the rishis like sauna. Oh, all very realized rishis and persons. They asked some questions. And Sut Goswami gave the answer. The question and answer is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Saunak and all the rishis, they did pranam to place where Harikatha was going on, and to the person who was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and to the gathering, and who arranged that, to all, satang prasangam, mam vidyasam vidau, bhavanti rit karana rasayana katha, tad josanat asu, apabarga vartmani, sadharati bhakti anu. Another shloka I want. Jnane prayasam utupasya namanta eva jivant sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane stita tanu vang mano vi prayaso ajit jito apitrai hata yuk. This is shloka. If there is Harikatha is going on, we should first do pranam to Harikatha place, to the bhakta who is speaker, to the audience, those who has managed or managing, to all. So this is due like that. And asked that you are disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, who was only thinking about Brahma, Brahma. But Vyas, very kind, very kind. By the teachings of Narada Goswami, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Not wrote, but Prakash. Manifested. Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasya vai suryamanayam krishne paramapuruse bhakti upattate shoka moha bhaya. Out of mercy he did that all the jivas are now suffering. They have been depreciated by the service of Krishna. Out of mercy. For ignorant persons. And if anyone here, all kinds of fear, all kinds of sufferings, unwanted things, everything will go away. And he will have prema bhakti. He was thinking that who is qualified disciple to whom I should give this. And luckily, Sukadeva Goswami took birth as a son, and when he came from the womb, by the mercy of Krishna, at once he ran away to forest. But Vyasa Rishi, very kind. He told 2 months to
hunters.
Hunter. That you should sing these 2 shlokas and so many birds, Shuk and others will come and they will come in your
net.
And first was Oho Bakiyam Paraha Pidam Natavara Bapu Karnayo Karnika. The beauty of, most beauty of Krishna. And then he told that, what is the significance of that person? Then Oho Bakiyam. Whether Putana came in disguise and a very beautiful lady, no milk in his, her breast, but Kalkut, very powerful poison, she took here. And as a mother, lalla lalla. She takes Krishna in his lap and gets possibly. Krishna closed his eyes and sucked. What he sucked?
Life.
All the poison with her
life.
And at once she began to cry. Oh, give up, give up. She was so strong as 60,000 elephant, but could not get rid of. And she could not go to his brother Kans, that saved me. 6 miles. See? But
fell down
on the earth. And Krishna in the same form, sucking. And what Yashoda did? Oh, you should sit down. Krishna was like a monkey. He was
holding out
Mother Yashoda, everything, with face, with hands, with mouth. Who was he? He was very powerful. He was himself Lord. But Yashoda, with one hand only, oh, sit down. Krishna could not do anything, and he sat. Oh, how beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna. So when Sukadeva Goswami heard, as a bird he came to Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva told all the Bhagavad, beginning to end. Not only that, blessed him that you should realize all these things by my mercy. So Sukadeva Goswami left Gyanba, Brahmaba, and became a very rasic Vaishnava. That is why he told Nigamakalpataru Galitana Palam. Sukamukhadam Ritadarva Sanjitam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhubhavika. O Bhau Gaurasik, in Paris speaks very sweet. And that Rasik, he flew to the Golok Vrindavan. That this fruit was there, Nigam Kalpataru Phalam Srimad Bhagavatam was there. Only rush and rush. No chilka.
Skin.
No seed. Nothing to throw out. Only rush. And he took in his chonchu.
Beak.
And brought here in this world. Why? Out of pity. If it was not so, then if it will come down, it will
break
and
cross.
It will like a water here and there. So kindly he brought. For us, Nigamakalpataror Galitam Phalam Nigalman Ved Upanishad Shastra Upanishad Vedanta, all Puran Shastra, everything Mahabharata, essence of all. And then Rasam Nigamakalpataror Galitam Phalam Sukham Khad, and it was came by the mouth of very sweet parrot. If parrot touches any mango or any fruit, it becomes so sweet. So when this Srimad Bhagavat came from the mouth of
Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Eh? How sweet it will be if we will take Rasam Panchadhyayi, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet from Srimad Bhagavatam, and the life and the services of gopis to Krishna we will take out from Srimad Bhagavatam. What is left there? Nothing. What? So where is it? Where was the rush? Krishna was playing on food, float. Lakhs and lakhs, millions of gopis. Krishna became millions of gopis, Krishna. And between them, two gopis, one Krishna. Two Krishna, one gopi. Dancing with the hands. Demigods.
Showering flowers.
Showering flowers. And their wives, what? They became faint. They became faint. In the laps of their husband. Where is their garments, cloth, and where what was there? And their penny was opened. Miracle. Even Kamdev was attracted and he became faint. What to tell others? Sukadeva Goswami was there. So he told all these things in Srimad Bhagavatam. How gopi? Dancing with Krishna. And sometimes one gopi doing maan. Maan, you know? And sulky bhoor. And to please this gopi, Krishna, oh, takes his float and gives in the feet of that special gopi. And he was doing maan bhanjan in seva kunji in Vrindavan. You can see. He kept his float and
peacock feather.
Who can do like this? Ramchandra, Jesu Krishna, Buddha, who can do all these things? None can do. Only Krishna can do. Nrisimhadev, he will come roaring. He can. So Krishna, he applies, beg pardon. Napareham nirvadda sanjujam. Prasadu kittam vibhusaju sapiva ma bhajana dujjar geha singhala sambhishya tadavaktati jatu sadhana. Oh gopi, you can forgive me. I cannot repay. So Sukadeva Goswami, all he began to narrate all these things in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are lucky, they will hear. So, here Shaunakrishi and others are telling, Prayena alpa ayusaha kalavrasmin juge jana mandasu mandamatayo mandam Bhagya Shri Upatrita. Kaljug is very, iron is very, very, this age, you know, in a moment, what tides?
Tsunami.
Tsunami tide may come at any time. Where there is a big land, like Los Angeles and other cities, they will, you will see only sea and sea. Oh, here also some lava.
Volcano. At any time they can burn. At any time, Prithvi can shake.
Earthquake.
May come. Any time. So, all parties are very, very short age. Suppose that in Kali Yuga we are of 100 years age. No guarantee, horror. Very few. 50 years goes in sleeping. And if drunkards and others, then what?
75 years.
Oh, 25 hours in a day. Not 24. And 20 years to be expert, reading and being expert for business, making money. And after that, from 80 to 100 years age, too old to move. Only you can move by this help of any stick, like this and that. And after 10 years, after that, what will be? You will die. Not taking anything, a farthing thing from here. Not even your hair. Day and night, like donkeys, you are doing hard labor to make money. But not a farthing will go with you. Always remember. Death is sure. And in this, how many remaining? 10. In 10 years, to marry. Not one time, one time. In Kali Yuga, 10, 20, 100, no harm. New. Not satisfied yet. But what they are doing? Mandabhagya. Only suffering is coming. They marry to be happy. But what become? Or they become more worried. They make houses, but fire comes and in a moment it goes away. Mandamato, Mandabhagya Upadrita. So many. But problems coming. So you know all these things. So Patasadho Atra. You are like holy person, knowing all these things from your Guru, Sukadeva Goswami. You should collect all the essence of all the literature, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, to us. Samudhitya Manisha, by your